just one day, but always. And I have some things here I want to tell you how to unplug from unhealthy situations and problems. Learning to rest and trust God, read God's word. There is a solution for every problem you have. Google whatever is on your mind, and trust me, the word of God's got an answer and a solution. Amen. Take a day off. Walk, run, or just do nothing. It's okay. God got you. Amen. Just let God have his way in our lives and learn to rest. Be happy and learn to rest and trust God. Take a walk. Take a swim. Eat a smoothie. Eat some ice cream. Just do something for yourself. Self-care is very important. It liberates you. Amen, amen, and amen. So learn how to rest, how to walk and rest. Learning to rest is just something systematic. You know, I take days off myself. I'm retired, and I'm at home with my grandbaby, which is I'm a self-caregiver. So it's stressful. It's a lot of stuff to do for her. But I learned about 5 years ago to take a day off. I actually clock in and clock out. I take a day off for myself. I cool out, sit on the back porch, drink a cup of coffee, go to the mall, walk around. I just do some stuff for myself. And when my family say, "What are you doing today?" I say, "I'm off today." That means I'm not helping no one to do nothing. I'm not even going outside the house if I don't want to. So we as people need to learn how to do that. It's okay. Don't feel guilty if you sit down, take a nice bath, run some nice water, sit down. Even if you must, drink a cool, refreshing drink, a iced tea, a cup of coffee,
lemonade,
something that makes you feel good. And just take a time out. Go and sit by a brook of water, a tree, under a tree. Just learn to close your eyes and thank God for your life and be happy and excited about God. And if you do all these things for yourself, it'll rejuvenate you. It'll make you feel more like going back to the task that you have to do, and you will be able to do it a lot more better, more focused. Because once you work all the time, you get defocused. You can't see. You don't really know where you're going. So take a breath. I always say, take a breath. Breathe. It's okay. You won't perish, and neither will your family. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Strength to overcome cares and burdens. This is what I'm going to pray about this morning. I take your yoke and I learn of you, for you are gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and I find rest, relief, ease, and refreshment and recreation, and blessed quiet for my soul. For your yoke is easy, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and your burden is light and easy to bear. Amen. Father God, I thank you this morning. Jesus, we come to you, for we labor and we have heavy laddens and burdens, but we are overcomers because you told us our yoke was easy and our burdens was light, and you will cause us to rest. In Jesus' name, we cast our burdens on you, Lord, and you will sustain us, and we thank you that you will never allow us, the righteous, to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. In the name of Jesus, I withstand the devil. I am firm in my faith, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. I cease from the weariness and pain of human labor, and I'm zealous and exert myself and strive diligently to enter into the rest of God, to know and experience it for myself. Father, I thank you that your presence goes with me and that you give me rest. I'm still and rest in you, Lord. I wait for you and patiently stay myself up on you. I will not fret myself, nor shall I let my heart be troubled. Neither shall I let it be afraid. I hope in you, God, and wait expectantly for you. For I shall yet praise you, for you are the help of my countenance and my God. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I shall prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. I have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart, and I lean not unto my own understanding. But in all my ways, I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. In Jesus' name. Today, I submit myself to your word, which exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges the very thoughts and purposes of my heart. For the weapon of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, intimidation, fears, doubts, unbelief, and failures. In the name of Jesus, I refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that set itself against the true knowledge of God. And I lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, in Jesus' name. Today I shall be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your word, Lord, shall not depart out of my mouth, for I shall meditate on it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall make my way prosperous, then I shall have good success, in the name of Jesus. My thoughts are the thoughts of the diligent, which tend only to plenitude. Therefore, I'm not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. I present my requests and make my requests be known to you, God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Today, I fix my mind on whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honor and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and gracious. If there is any virtue and excellency, if there is anything worthy of praise, I will think on and wait and take account of these things. In Jesus' name. Today, I roll my works up on you, Lord. I submit and trust them wholly to you, Lord. You will cause my thoughts to become agreeable to your will, your way, and your word. In the name of Jesus. My ways, my thoughts, and will shall be established and succeed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over my thought life. Even though I walk in the flesh, I'm not carrying on my warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of my warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. I refute arguments and theories and reasoning and every proud and lofty thing that set itself against the true knowledge of God. And I lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, in Jesus' name. With my soul, I bless the Lord with every thought and purpose in life. My mind will not wander out of the presence of God. My life shall glorify the Father, spirit, soul, and body. I take no account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to the suffered wrong. It holds no place in my thought life. I am ever ready to believe the best of every person in Jesus' name. I gird up the loins of my mind, and I set my mind and keep it set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth, in Jesus' name. Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honor and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellency, if there's anything worthy of praise, I will think on and weigh and take account of these things. I will fix my mind on them in Jesus' name. I have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purpose of his heart in the name of Jesus. I will practice what I have learned and received and heard and seen in Christ and model my way of living on it. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with me in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you today. I praise you, I glorify, and I magnify your name. I thank you that we are putting our thoughts and our minds and our burdens and problems and worries on you this morning. We thank you today, God, that you make our burdens light and our yoke easy. We thank you today, God. We just thank you that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up the schools and the children to you in the neighborhood. In Jesus' name. Father God, we lay all the school board and the teachers on the altar this morning. Father God, we speak that same prayer over them this morning. Give them knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and instruction today on how to open the schools, what to do, what not to do, and how to do it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you left down here that our lead, our guide, our director. It instructs us and it brings all things to our remembrance. We speak to the Holy Spirit this morning that lead us, guide us, direct us, and instruct us, and all the teachers and the workers and the school board members in the name of Jesus. Father God, show them how to educate our children in a safe and happy way. If you don't instruct them or show them the way, they will not know it. Give them the understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Father God, you say, after all our getting, get our understanding. And you say, wisdom is the principal thing. We touching and agreeing this morning for wisdom on all our world leaders, not just the teachers and the workers, but all the leaders in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lay our teachers and workers on the altar, including the children, and we rebuke and bind up that spirit of fear today. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We lose love, power, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know our children is not aware of so much that's going on around us, and some of them are aware. They are innocent. So, God, we ask you today to put a hedge of protection around them. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Keep them from seen and unseen danger in the name of Jesus. We bind up every sickness, disease, germs, virus, anything that's trying to attack their bodies. We curse it to the root right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the death angel today off of all of our children. And we speak life and life more abundantly on the children and the workers. Because God, you say you came to give us abundant life, more abundant. We speak more abundant life today in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you this morning We praise